And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Acadiana Center for the Arts Louisiana Crossroads 20th anniversary season will be continuing in July. For more information about Louisiana Crossroads, you can stop by their website, acadianacenterforthearts.org, and we'll be speaking later on this month with Roddy Romero, who is the director of the series, and musicians who will be performing on July 21st. But until then, you can check out information about the series and the musicians at the ACA's website. Continuing this coming weekend at Cité des Arts is Matilda Jr. It will run through June 27th at Cité. For information or tickets, the website is citedesarts.org. Each Monday in June, the Lake Charles Community Band will have a Catch a Concert performance, second floor mezzanine of the Lake Charles Civic Center. The theme for this summer's series is Americana. And the Tesh Project has created new maps for those who want to paddle along the Bayou Tesh National Water and Paddle Trail. Those maps are available for each of the four parishes along the trail, St. Landry, St. Martin, Iberia, and St. Mary. Information is available at their website, teshproject.org. You can download maps from their website. And at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, an exhibit by Stephanie Patton titled Comfort Zone 1993 to 2021. That's in the main gallery. For information on the exhibit, you can stop by the ACA website. That exhibit is up through September 11th. The Hilliard Art Museum on the UL Lafayette campus has quite a number of exhibits on display, including Nancy Macko, The Fragile Bee, John Gargano's Le Détroit in Dust, and through the end of this month, Kate Gordon's Alligator Naps. You can find out more about these exhibits and also discover some of their artists' talks that are on their YouTube channel by going to the Hilliard website. And the Summer Treble Cajun and Creole Music and Cultural Arts Camp at the Tesh Center for the Arts will take place June 28th through the 30th. It's led by musician Brazos Huval. For information, stop by their website. And L.A. SOAR is having a number of events and activities for kids this summer. Their website is L.A. SOAR, that's LASOAR.org. You can find out information about classes and activities there. In Lake Charles, the Children's Theater Company has quite an array of workshops for kids ages 5 through 18. You can find out about the workshops at their website, childrenstheater.cc. And parishes all across the state are having summer reading programs for children, teens, and adults. You can check with your parish libraries, stop at a branch library, or go to their websites to find out about how you can be involved in their summer reading programs. Looking a little ahead, Big Brothers Big Sisters will hold their Murder Mystery Dinner Theater in July, the Golden Girls Holiday Mystery. Information and tickets are available now through their website, acadianabigs.com. An exhibit continuing at Cité des Arts is Esoterica, Beautiful Chaos, the Art of Teresa Strava. That's on display now. For information, stop by citédesarts.org. The Lafayette Science Museum is open on weekends, Saturdays and Sundays. Stop by their website for information on exhibits and activities happening at the Lafayette Science Museum. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can go to our website, krvs.org, find out about programs. You can listen to audio on demand for all of our locally produced programs. You can find out about the many ways you can support KRVS. Click on the support button. There's a drop-down menu. You can learn about underwriting for your business. You can learn about donating a vehicle, a car, a truck, or a boat that will really help KRVS and maybe help you clean out your garage or carport from that unwanted, unneeded vehicle. And you can find out about individual contributions. If you already know you want to make an individual contribution, there is a red donate button on our website in the upper right-hand corner. Just click that. It takes you to one simple page to fill out, and you can make your tax-deductible contribution to KRVS. You can also sign up for KRVS's Instagram or Facebook page, and we post lots of information about programs, program producers, and other things happening here at KRVS. That's all at krvs.org. In just a few moments, we'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered.
We are in concert and conversation with musicians from rural Cajun and New Orleans Creole cultures. Singer-songwriter Zachary Richard walks creatively between Louisiana French and Americana, while jazz banjo man Don Vappy updates musical history. It's American Roots Live from PRX.
Friday afternoons at 1, following the Blues Box.
Feel like your music is on hold? Tune in Thursday nights at 11 p.m. to The Minor Chord on KRVS. We'll talk about guitars, amp, synths, effects, and the musicians who use them. That's The Minor Chord on KRVS, Thursday nights at 11 p.m. We'll take you off of hold.
Educator and activist Sybil Morial, who was once New Orleans' First Lady, learned later in life of her family's ties to the Haydells of Whitney Plantation.
All of my family were owned by the Germans, and there was a price on their heads. That made me really sad. That was really hard for me to reckon with.
That's on the next Louisiana Eats, Wednesday afternoons at 1 on KRVS.
Did you miss one of your favorite shows? Find the past episodes of your favorite KRVS programming on our website at krvs.org.
Sounds and Instruments. Discover them Thursday nights at 11 p.m. on The Minor Chord here on KRVS.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.